on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford. Brought to you by Morris Bank. It pays to bank blue. Ford, go further. And by Statesboro Transfer. Now, live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company, this is Inside Georgia Southern Football. Here is your host, Danny Reed.
Eagle Nation, it is great to see you again back at Eagle Creek Brewing Company for this week's edition of Inside Georgia Southern Football, presented by Morris Bank on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. If you'd like to get involved tonight here on Facebook Live, feel free to submit a question or comment. You can also text us at 912-274-3607 or tweet us at GS Sports Network. Here until 8 o'clock, talking about the victory from last weekend on Ag Day. Georgia Southern taking care of ULM 51-29. The weather was bad. The Eagles are at their best. We know that by now. Gets them to 6-4 on the season, wins in five of the last six games, now 4-2 in conference play, which is good for second in the East, exactly one game behind Appalachian State. Georgia Southern hits the road for the final time in the regular season this weekend, heading to Jonesboro for the first time in 3 years. They've got a 3 o'clock Eastern kick against Arkansas State, which, just like Georgia Southern, 6-4 overall, 4-2 in league play. They're one game out of first in the West behind Louisiana. For those of you listening on the radio, we'll tell you that was not for head coach Chad Lunsford, but Eagles visiting Centennial Bank Stadium for the first time in 3 years. Eagle tailgate begins at 1 o'clock with Frank Russ, Colin, and Terry guiding you through until
hold
the
on,
kick.
Hold on.
Okay.
5-minute rule, Georgia Southern man.
That man
I'm kidding, D1.
That
I'm
man
kidding.
Scored last week. How you going to talk to him, Blake?
No question. Why is Terry not here?
Did you have to start with that?
Well, Terry's undefeated.
There's nothing I could really say.
Okay.
Donald
I'm
Rutledge,
glad you're back.
Donald Rutledge, Darion Anderson are here. You're going to hear from them a little bit later on tonight. Please welcome head coach Chad Lunsford here to Eagle Creek.
D1's not clapping.
I could clap for himself. He wouldn't clap for you. 51-29 victory. Again, the weather was not at your favor, but it seems when the weather is not at your favor, the weather is in your favor. Got it done again.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. Bad weather is perfect weather for the Eagles. So our guys enjoy playing in it, and, you know, so I'm not going to complain.
You just seem like this team has taken the attitude of, okay, we know we've done this before. We're just going to go out and play, let them worry about the weather. I keep thinking back to Appalachian State when you guys were out there running around 45 minutes before the Mountaineers even took the field, and it just felt like there was such a better atmosphere around the team. And even last week, it seemed like it took ULM forever to get out on the field where you guys were out there doing it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that I kind of noticed because, you know, our guys were out there and ULM didn't, you know, they didn't come out till I guess they had to. And
you know, somebody's knocking on the door. Hey, come on.
I'm sitting there, I'm talking to the officials, like, you know, we always have a meeting before the game or whatever, and, you know, I tell them I'm not going to yell at them, and, but we're meeting, and I look out there, and all our knucklehead receivers are out there with shirts off, and so I said, well, this is going to be a good day.
Was D1 one of the knuckleheads?
I think so.
He can come out of that a little bit later on. Knowing that you were coming off the Troy game from the week before and how much success the Trojans had on offense, seemed like the defense took it upon themselves to set that tone.
Yeah, you know, we were embarrassed after the Troy game, and you know, our guys took that to heart. And you know, one thing that we, anytime we lose a football game, we talk about it and we go, you know, how much does it hurt? And it hurt a lot. And so our guys did a really good job during the week and came with the right mind frame and mindset and went out and took care of business.
We always focus on the season that we have, but sometimes we do reference what past games are like. And with ULM, that was a very distinct game a year ago, losing down there 44-25. You try to internalize things because this team was not last year's team, but was there anything about that game that gave you some added fuel knowing how it went down there a year ago and you were 7-1 and all that jazz?
I don't know. I mean, you can ask the players when you can ask D1 when he gets up here. I didn't really talk about last year during the week. And I, honestly, I didn't talk a whole lot during the week. I acted like I was mad for Well, I was mad from losing to Troy. And I said, okay, y'all going to be player-led this week. Y'all going to talk more than I talk. And they did a tremendous job with that and got themselves right and ready to play.
Did you feel like you had to bite your tongue, or was that easy to just say, hey, you guys, this is your team. You guys do this the way you want to do it?
No, because that's what we're trying to build our program to anyway. I tell them all the time, good teams are coach-led. Great teams are player-led.
Question coming from Facebook Live. You can get involved as well on this text line at 912-274-3607 or on Twitter at GS Sports Network. Facebook Live question from Trey. Coach, how big of a role does Dr. Harris and sports psych have on the focus of this team?
I feel like it's a lot. I mean, because you hear our guys say a lot of the buzzwords that, you know, he kind of started with us, the reset word, you know, the reset button. He has a great message. He will talk to them on Sunday to give them feedback from the previous game. And then on Friday nights before a game, he always has a little presentation. And then he's always available for our guys if they want to have one-on-one meetings and that type of stuff. And we have several guys that take advantage of that. I feel like it's been a huge plus for us. I think it's a definite advantage for us because I'm not sure how many people are doing this. But, again, I think if you ask the players, I mean, they probably would tell you the most if he's doing a great job. But I see it as a big-time positive for us.
What was the driving force behind getting that as a part of this program?
You know, in 2017, I watched it every week. I was just like, man, we can't. We just get so stuck on something when something bad happens and we couldn't let it go. And, you know, I was like, man, there's such a mental block right now of, you know, not being able to reset and go play the next play or go move on to the next thing. And, you know, and that was just something that I really wanted to look into. And, you know, it was a deal where there was a presentation made during an athletic department staff meeting. And, you know, Dr. Harris, and so I just kind of started talking with him and everything, and I just felt like it would fit, and it ended up being a really good deal for us.
I noticed that on your desk in your office, you have your own reset button. What's mm-hmm. the story?
If I need to reset, I hit it, and it's supposed to say reset, but my kids always put a different message on it, and and I'm talking about mostly, I don't see Josie here, but Josie's the one that usually puts a little message on there for me. But it actually, I reset when I hear her, so it's good.
What kind of message does she put on there?
There's been several. I think I'll just leave it alone.
You get that sixth victory. We're going to talk about the finer points of this a little bit later on in this week's edition. But knowing that you got to six, number one, it's a benchmark for bowl eligibility. Second straight year that's happened. First time it's happened since making the move to the FBS. But to think about everything that you guys have been through, to know that you were able to do this so far with two games left, how much added meaning is there?
There's a lot. I mean, you know, to start the season off 1-3 and then be able to get to six was huge. But, again, six doesn't guarantee anything. It just says you are eligible to go to a bowl.
Right.
So our guys understand that we've got to go get more. And I don't think they're I know they want to think about the bowl, and I know they want to think about, well, if App gets beat, this and that. And that's okay. I mean, we do have to think about things like that. But we also understand that we don't take care of business 1 week at a time. None of it will come true anyway.
We come back from this break. We'll talk about the victory over ULM from this past Saturday, 51-29 at Paulson Stadium. We'll hear from Donald Rutledge and Darion Anderson a little bit later on. We're at Eagle Creek Brewing Company, presented by Morris Bank from Learfield, IMG College.
Eagles fans have a lot to be passionate about, like their team and their truck. Whether it's work or play, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. That's why it's the best-selling truck in Georgia, and Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck in America 42 years straight. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer, official sponsor of the Georgia Southern Eagles. Based on IHS market total, U.S. new vehicle registrations for the standard full-size pickup segment, RYTD, February 2019.
Hello, Eagle fans. For many years, you've heard that Knox knocks them out. Well, that's because it's true. With decades of experience, nobody knows pests and termites like Knox Pest Control. And just like the Eagles offense, the Knox experts respond with speed. In addition to their soonest possible same or next day service, your satisfaction with Knox Pest Control is 100% guaranteed with pest, termite, mosquito, wildlife, and bed bug control. To learn more about how Knox knocks them out, simply visit KnoxPestControl.com.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at SouthernExchangeCompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag, #WeAreEagleNation, when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
Inspired by a legend, beautiful Eagle Creek flows deep in winning tradition and wanders majestically on campus along the football practice fields. Follow the Blue Mile to downtown Statesboro and you'll find its headwaters on Savannah Avenue, the Eagle Creek Brewing Company. Owned and operated by Georgia Southern alumni, Eagle Creek is a family-friendly, true blue brew pub with authentic brands of handcrafted beers and unique food items just as memorable as their brews. Open for lunch, dinner, and tastings Tuesday through Sunday. From our end of the creek to yours, we're Eagle Creek Brewing Company.
Let's be honest, you're pretty awesome. So shouldn't your apartment be too? 111 South offers a luxury off-campus lifestyle even your parents will be jealous of. Featuring private bed and baths, modern furniture and finishes, washer and dryer, full kitchens, 24-hour clubhouse, fitness center, and more. All utilities, even high-speed fiber internet, are included in your rent. We're also home to the pool and lazy river, voted best in the borough. Visit 111south.com. That's O-N-E, the number 11, south.com today. 111 South is proud to be supporters of Georgia Southern Athletics.
Hello, Eagle fans. Don't forget to stop at Cookout on the way to or from the game. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled, always fresh, never frozen. And they taste great with an ice-cold Coca-Cola beverage. Cookout is also the home of the 40-plus premium milkshake flavors. That's right, 40. So, Eagle fans, make sure you stop by and get one today.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stuff.
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Second and 7 at the ULM 24. Ward's coming on the option to the right, has a chance to pitch, but catches the alley 20. Cuts upfield 15, breaks a tackle 10, 5, give him 6. Wings up, Eagle Nation. Touchdown, Georgia Southern. Shy Wirtz from 24 yards out. Extends the lead to 16-7 with 9 minutes to play in the first half.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford.
Wings up, Eagle Nation!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
One of Shy Wirtz's 3 first half touchdowns, which stake the Eagles to a 24-7 lead at the break. They end up defeating ULM 51-29. 5 victories in the last 6 games for the blue and white. They are 6-4 through 10 contests. Second in the East with a 4-2 conference record on the road this weekend in Jonesboro against the Arkansas State Red Wolves from Centennial Bank Stadium. 3 o'clock Eastern kick. You can listen to Eagle Tailgate with the fellas beginning at 1. And we just heard Shy score the first of his 3 touchdowns, Coach. But earlier today, another guy named Player of the Week. This time it's the special teams Player of the Week that goes to punter Anthony Beck. 3 of his punts go inside the 20. 2 go for 50 or better. He averaged nearly 50 yards per punt in, again, conditions that aren't conducive to doing what he did.
Yeah, you know, Beck is he has continued to get better every week. And he is a worker, man. He goes out there and works on his craft every day. And he's very, you know, attention to detail type of guy. And he just wants to do better. And you just see confidence in him. And, you know, faking that punt against Troy, you know, also kind of slows down rushes and all that. And he's starting to get a feel for when a team's going to rush, when a team's not going to rush, when he has to rush his punt or when to take his time. And he's just getting a really good feel for it. The other piece of how well he was punting, it was allowing our flyers to get down there and get in those guys' faces, which, in you know, on that one where they fumbled, that made a difference during the game. So Beck definitely deserved that, and I'm glad he got recognized for it.
On the punt that got muffed, that's the fifth time that one of his punts has been muffed this year. Georgia Southern has recovered all five, and they've been able to have great field position because of that. Do you think there's anything to how he punts that's causing other teams to not being able to handle them consistently?
Yeah, you know, right before he punts, he puts something slippery on the ball.
That's what it is. Okay. See, that's what Terry thought too. But
yeah.
I don't know if that's what he did, but that's what at least he thought it was.
I mean, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right?
I guess so. You bring up your Gunners being able to get downfield with the amount of hang time that he produces, and this is somebody that doesn't come up nearly enough, but Najee Thompson has just had such a terrific year, especially on punt coverage.
Well, and to go back to your original deal, I really feel like the way Beck's hanging it up in the air and the way our Gunners are getting down there and getting in there in those guys' faces and not making it comfortable, even when they fair catch. You know, Najee had a big tackle and also on that. But even when they fair catch, they're down there harassing them. And that starts to play a part in it during the game. I mean, the guys are, you know, those returners are constantly thinking about that. And, you know, when Najee got that tackle and that hit, and then also just being around them when they're having a fair catch, that's why those things get muffed, because of those guys. And Najee does a tremendous job. And Birdsong did a great job during the game also.
You having roots in special teams, what does it take for somebody to be successful on special teams?
Oh man, we talk about you got to be dependable, and you got to be able to run and hit, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, you got to want to do it. I don't want a guy, if I got to make them do it, I don't want them on the special teams. I would rather take a lesser athlete that really wants it, because you got to go do dirty work. And that's what we've done. I've really, you know, all the years I've been at Georgia Southern, regardless if I was special teams coordinator or somebody else was, or if I was the head coach, whatever, I think that's something that we've always done at Georgia Southern really well, is play special teams.
You also got a late kickoff return touchdown on the onside. Monquavian Brinson picking up the skipping football. He runs it in for Georgia Southern's first kickoff return touchdown in 2 years. We'll talk with Donald Rutledge a little bit later on about his pick six. But a question coming in from Twitter about all of that from Lance. Have you ever been associated with a team that scored a touchdown in all three phases three times in one season?
Man, I don't think so. I mean, I'd have to really go back and look at it, but I haven't. And, you know, that's just a testament to our kids, because we talk about four phases, but we want everybody to impact the game. And so we want special teams to impact it. We want offense, defense, and we want our sideline energy to impact the game. And, you know, and that's why things happen like that. Now, like if you go to Man-Man's touchdown, you know, that was Man-Man. We don't teach that on Hand's team. Because the whole thing is possess the ball, get down, end the game, win the game, right? But when we watched the film, you know, I told the guys, I said, you know, the way they lined up and the way they kicked it to Man-Man, he made the right play. Because there was nobody over him, and there was nobody that was going to hit him. So, I mean, it made sense. But the big piece to that on Hand's team is just to make sure we possess it and get down.
He did run a little bit of clock off, too, so he tried to get the game over with a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, no question, man, no question. But, you know, I couldn't. And sometimes instincts take over, you know, and he's a good football player, and he understands, you know, he understands when he can and when he can't. And so I didn't have a problem with that.
Eagles now have 6 non-offensive touchdowns this season. That's their highest total since they had 7 back in 2001. And another piece of the success from Saturday against a ULM offense that was RPO-based. Caleb Evans is such a dual threat, but Josh Johnson, number two in the league in rushing. You held them to 31 carries, 85 yards, 2.7 per clip. They had 7 yards rushing on 11 carries in the second half.
Yeah, and that's what we challenged our defense with, was stopping the run. I think number eight, the running back for ULM, I think he's a really good back.
Yeah.
Obviously, Caleb Evans is a good player, dual threat guy. But we pressured him, we harassed him, we kept him uncomfortable. And then our guys did a really good job of fitting the scheme and making sure they got the running back down. And, I think they were averaging 216 a game or whatever rushing. And to hold them to 85, that was very impressive.
Evans didn't have a single yard rushing in the second half. Johnson only had three. And then getting them off the field, they didn't convert their first 11 third downs. And really the two they got at the end of the game was just in garbage time.
Yeah, but again, we still look at that garbage time stuff because, we get other guys in there, we get opportunity for other guys to play in those situations, and we expect them to come out there with that same energy and play it to that same level that we were playing. But, again, when you look at the overall performance, because I do think ULM is a really good offensive football team, it just shows if we go play like we're on our toes and not on our heels, we can be pretty good.
Offensively, you take the ball first, but instead of asking why that happened, the first play of the game, two freshman H-backs. We had seen Chase Hancock get some action, but Bo Johnson was in there for not only his first career action, but he got his first career start on Saturday as well.
It seems like everywhere on our team, but we've had some injuries at the tight end position, and but those were two guys that we went and recruited this past year. We're able to sign them. And they've just shown throughout the summer and then also going into training camp and then throughout the season, staying engaged that they're worthy of playing. And that's really going to play off for us, these last games and then on into next season to be able to get them that experience. So I'm glad that's working out.
Georgia Southern takes on Arkansas State this weekend in Jonesboro, 3 p.m. Eastern kick. We're live at 1 with Eagle Tailgate. We'll get into the Red Wolves. We'll talk with Donald Rutledge and Darion Anderson. A little bit later on from Eagle Creek, we'll be back right after these messages from Learfield, IMG College.
Nothing kicks off your game better than a handful of Georgia Peanuts. Power-packed with protein, essential nutrients, and great taste. Georgia Peanuts are the MVP for affordability, sustainability, and nutrition. To score life's touchdowns with recipes and fun facts, check out GAPeanuts.com. The perfectly powerful peanut is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Your internet provider could give you faster speed. They could give you more data. They just don't. Bullet Telephone is opening the pipe. Now connect 100 times faster with gigabit internet service from Bullet Telephone. Starting at $99.95 a month, you can stream videos, surf the web, and download at amazing speeds. Or if you can't handle that much data. The new gigabit connection from Bullet Telephone. Fastest internet service in Bullet County.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag, #WeAreEagleNation, when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
Winning on the field means you put in hours of practice. A winning team works together to produce results. One real estate professional in Statesboro has been a consistent million-dollar producer. That means he has the experience and a winning team to help you. When you think real estate, call Paul. First-time buyers, call Paul. Consider selling, call Paul. Looking for an investment property? You guessed it, call Paul. For all your real estate needs, call Paul Newman at Statesboro Real Estate at 912-489-4433 or visit buystatesboro.com.
Nothing kicks off your game better than a handful of Georgia Peanuts. Power-packed with protein, essential nutrients, and great taste. Georgia Peanuts are the MVP for affordability, sustainability, and nutrition. To score life's touchdowns with recipes and fun facts, check out GAPeanuts.com. The perfectly powerful peanut is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Peanuts, yeah.
your internet provider could give you faster speed. They could give you more data. They just don't. Bullet Telephone is opening the pipe. Now connect 100 times faster with gigabit internet service from Bullet Telephone. Starting at $99.95 a month, you can stream videos, surf the web, and download at amazing speeds. Or if you can't handle that much data. The new gigabit connection from Bullet Telephone. Fastest internet service in Bullet County.
Warhawks with six across the front, and they're coming. Ward's got to get rid of this one. Airing it lift down the left sideline over the shoulder. D1 caught it! Wings up, Eagle Nation! Touchdown, Georgia Southern! We do have a flag on the play back at the 42. If this is what Georgia Southern thinks it is, it could be a late hit on Cortez Sisko, the linebacker.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford.
Wakes up, Eagle Nation!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
As we know, that touchdown counted for D1, his second touchdown in as many weeks from 33 yards out with 37 seconds left in the second quarter, giving Georgia Southern that 24-7 halftime lead against ULM. A couple of programming notes coming up tomorrow. Georgia Southern men's basketball at Hanner Fieldhouse. They've got Mercer in town. First time Mercer's been to Hanner in 12 years. 7 o'clock tip will be live at 6:30 with countdown to tip-off. Wednesday morning, Georgia Southern women's basketball field trip Kids Day game as they welcome in the North Dakota Fighting Hawks. Colin Lacey will have the call on GSEagles.com, and then we'll be heading to Jonesboro this coming Saturday, Centennial Bank Stadium, to match up against the Red Wolves, 3 o'clock Eastern. Eagle tailgate begins at 1. Just heard earlier today the Georgia State game for next Saturday. There has not been a time announced yet. Six-day hold is in effect, but the one thing we do know for sure, it is going to be a night kick, whether that's 6 p.m. or 7:30. We'll get to know that this coming Monday. And I know it's still more than a week before that game comes into play, but what do you think that's going to be like to play the Panthers at night?
I think that's good. I mean, our guys, I think they'll be excited to be under the lights in Paulson, an opportunity to play Georgia State, in that setting, because we have not done that in the series with them. So I think that'll be fun. I think that'll be a great time for our guys.
I'm sure it'll probably rain. It'll probably be 50-mile-an-hour winds. It'll snow, a little bit of everything. That'll help out, too.
Perfect Eagle weather.
Thinking of back to ULM just a little bit more, two things from the offensive. And there was a play during the second quarter that seemed to swing things. It was 3rd and 5 for Georgia Southern when J.D. King took off and barreled through tacklers for that 30-yard run, one of the best runs anybody has made this season. Could you feel at that point that things were starting to turn for you guys?
Yeah, when you start to see those hard, tough, physical runs happen, that's when you start really feeling good about things, because – those running backs, when they run hard, man, good things start to happen. And so seeing that, that got us going.
Fourth quarter, 12:15 left. You get the football back. Terry and I go back and forth all the time about, well, wanting to hang on to the football. Don't give it back to him. Well, you almost didn't give it back to him because you hung on to the ball for 9 minutes, 27 seconds. Converting twice on third downs, ULM did commit a couple of penalties, but the key part of that was not only milking the clock, but Wesley Kennedy finished it up with a 1-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, any time that you can do that in the fourth quarter, I mean, that's how you finish a football game. My two favorite plays in the game on offense, other than D1's catch, was the two third and shorts on that drive, yeah. Especially that first one. Man, you just saw a look in Shy's eyes. We had talked an awful lot about there was a fourth down play in the App State game where we felt like, that was the one that we could have just went ahead and put the nail in the coffin. And we probably just didn't, as a whole, didn't perform well on that play. But you just saw a look in his eyes when we called that play, and you knew he was going to go get that first down. And then Wesley Kennedy had one, and you see offensive linemen blocking, continue to get that thing, and it's just pushing down the field. And then being able to finish it off with a touchdown really put the thing away.
Didn't have Jared Leeds last week at left tackle. You insert Caleb Kelly for his first start since 2017, but that unit just keeps on improving.
Yeah, I tell you, man, it's been offensive line by committee this year. What I'll say about them is we talk about next man up, and all those guys go in there and they give it the best they can give it. And work as hard as they can. And, you know, that kind of stuff's going to pay off in the long run.
So you talked about the 2 third-and-1 conversions, talked about the big pass to D1. Where was Donald Rutledge's pick six?
I said on offense. No, okay. I said on offense.
All right, I'm not comparing for a second, but yeah, that's a big play by
him. Yeah, on defense, that was my favorite play.
Okay. He starts the clapping, too. That's perfect. What'd that play look like from your eyes, seeing that gum go down?
Well, I mean, I was obviously very excited. He did a really good job of picking the ball off. But I'm very upset about his ball security. And, you know, I'm going to make sure me and him have a little bit of a one-on-one time tomorrow in practice. We're going to make sure we get the ball high and tight because we don't want to give it away.
Just a little bit before he was named to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, Tyler Bass earlier last week, the same thing, joining Kendall, who's going to play in the Reese's Senior Bowl. To know that three of your guys are going to have a chance to play in those types of showcases, that's pretty meaningful for this program.
Yeah, no question, man. You know, those guys have really worked hard and started to earn it and get themselves in position. And, you know, the thing I keep encouraging them, and the great thing about all three of them is – they're not worried about that yet. You know, they're wanting to do what we need to do for Georgia Southern football, and that's what makes our team great, man. Is just they care about one another and they wanna do it for each other.
All right, we have a question from Facebook Live. Darion from Statesboro asks, "Who is your favorite wide receiver?" Just reading it as it's written there.
Willie Gault from the 85 Bears.
Nice pull. Just off the top of your head, or
no? I like Willie Gault.
What about Willie Gault?
Huh?
Why Willie Gault?
Because I'm a Bears fan.
I didn't know that.
No, you should have asked.
NFL really doesn't come up a whole lot when you and I have to talk.
That's true.
But usually, it's about seeing Shakespearean books on your table and trying to figure all that out.
Yeah. Not my book.
You did read that, though.
No, I had it read to me.
So you didn't think to open that and read any of it?
No. Not Shakespeare. It's way too hard.
Okay. All right. After the game, you had gotten the sixth victory. You slammed the chair down. The bowling, how'd you work on your form? That was nice.
See, none of that stuff's planned. I just, you know, when it's time to leave the field and we've won the ball game, I mean, I just start thinking about it then. I don't know. Just kind of happens. But the form, I don't know. I don't really bowl.
You know, I guess you really don't have a whole lot of time to bowl.
I don't do anything. I could go bowling if I wanted to.
Okay. Something that you do after each home game, doesn't matter what it is, how cold it is, whatever, you go to both sides and salute the fans.
Yeah, man. It's everybody, especially, and I do it anyway, perfect weather, whatever. But, man, just the people that come out and sit out, especially these games that we've had, and sit out in the monsoons and the cold weather and hurricanes and all the different things. You know, I just want them to know how much we appreciate them. And, you know, win or lose, we're going to make sure that we do right by them.
Georgia Southern, 6-4 record this year after a 51-29 win over ULM, 4-2 in conference play. We'll talk with Coach about Arkansas State during our last segment, but coming up after this timeout, get a chance to hear from Donald Rutledge and Darion Anderson. That is next from Eagle Creek Brewing Company, presented by Morris Bank from Learfield, IMG College.
A sport injury can stop you in your tracks. Advancement in orthopedic sports medicine allows Optum Healthcare to recognize, prevent, rehabilitate, and manage sports injuries for weekend warriors, school athletes of all ages, and aspiring professionals alike. If you have a sports injury, call and make an appointment today, 912-681-2500. Experience the Optum difference, the official orthopedic provider for Georgia Southern Athletics. Optum Healthcare, a collaboration between Optum Orthopedics and the physician's own Optum Medical Center, Tatnall.
Agriculture is our state's most vital industry, contributing more than $73 billion to our state economy. But many are disconnected from the farm and don't know where their food comes from. Georgia Farm Bureau helps connect families with local farmers who provide affordable, Georgia-grown food and products. Become a member of Georgia Farm Bureau with a $35 membership and help us educate about a safe, abundant food supply of Georgia products. Learn more at gfb.org.
Hi, welcome to the Subway Fresh Value Meal radio ad. How would you like to hear it?
From a game show host?
All right, let's play.
Thanks, Johnny. Our lucky contestants are playing for a Fresh Value Meal with a 6-inch sub. They'll choose from six, including a cold cut combo or Black Forest ham, starting at $6 with a 20-ounce drink and chips. Subway, make it what you want.
Fresh Value Meal sandwiches are prepared in front of you at participating restaurants. Prices and subs included may vary. Additional charges for extras plus applicable tax. No additional coupons or discounts may be applied.
Hello, welcome to another bank. Please just say what you need help with.
Check my balance.
I heard pay a bill. Is that correct?
When you bank at Morris Bank, you won't be greeted with an automated response system or wonder if you're just another account number, because real relationships make community banking better. Morris Bank and Georgia Southern football were built on the same blue-collar mentality. And at Morris Bank, blue isn't just a part of our ad campaign. It's a part of our DNA. Morris Bank is proud to be the season presenting sponsor of Georgia Southern football. Bleed blue, bank blue. Morris Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, Eagle fans. For many years, you've heard that Knox knocks them out. Well, that's because it's true. With decades of experience, nobody knows pests and termites like Knox Pest Control. And just like the Eagles' offense, the Knox experts respond with speed. In addition to their soonest possible same or next day service, your satisfaction with Knox Pest Control is 100% guaranteed with pest, termite, mosquito, wildlife, and bed bug control. To learn more about how Knox knocks them out, simply visit KnoxPestControl.com.
At Northland, we do internet. So all the things you like doing, we help you do them online faster. You want to stream, shop, and share? Our reliable high-speed internet lets everyone get online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, get our fastest speed up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See kitnorthland.com/offers for full details.
Spirit and style are priority around here. That's why the University Store, the official outfitter of Georgia Southern, offers everything you need to be game day ready. The University Store carries the largest inventory of licensed Georgia Southern apparel, accessories, and Spirit merchandise. Show your spirit with coolers, flags, and chairs. Show your style with polos, hats, dresses, and shoes. Visit us in-store, at our stadium shop, or online at gsustore.com. Show your spirit from tailgate to touchdown with University Store today.
Eagles fans have a lot to be passionate about, like their team and their truck. Whether it's work or play, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. That's why it's the best-selling truck in Georgia, and Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck in America 42 years straight. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer, official sponsor of the Georgia Southern Eagles. Based on IHS market total, U.S. new vehicle registrations for the standard full-size pickup segment, RYTD, February 2019.
Evans, he's blitzed. He got away from Ellis, looking out to the right. Intercepted again. Near side numbers at the 40-yard line. It's Rutledge. 30, breaking back to the near side. 20, 10, 5. Give him 6. Wakes up, Eagle Nation. Touchdown, Georgia Southern. You're going to watch him in the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl here coming up. And you just watched him take that back 42 yards for a pick 6.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford.
Wakes up, Eagle Nation!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
Back from Eagle Creek Brewing Company on this week's edition of Inside Georgia Southern Football, presented by Morris Bank on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Still talking about the 51-29 victory over ULM from this past Saturday at Paulson. Georgia Southern does have one more home game next week and against the team from Atlanta. We'll find out about that time coming up on Monday. Last road game of the regular season this Saturday in Jonesboro, Centennial Bank Stadium. Georgia Southern at Arkansas State, 3 p.m. kick. You can listen beginning at 1 o'clock with Eagle Tailgate all across the Georgia Southern Sports Network. At this time, please welcome wide receiver Darion Anderson, safety Donald Rutledge. Just so happened that both of you made pretty big plays against the Warhawks on Saturday. D1, we're going to start with you. Got a couple of questions from our text line as well. But being able to score a touchdown in your second straight game, this one coming from 33 yards out, seems like you're starting to hit your stride a little bit.
Yeah, it feels amazing to make plays out there on Saturday and knowing the coaches have trust you to make those plays.
All right, how do you remain humble? This comes from the text line. How do you remain humble when you make such big plays like you did on Saturday?
I'm just acting like you've been there before. I mean, each week in practice, you practice making those plays and just taking it over to the game and doing it in the game.
Another question from the text line. What was going through your mind on the over-the-shoulder catch?
Just make the play. I mean, each week in the receiving room, Coach Donner and Coach Elo talk about being consistent and making plays where our numbers call, and that's just what I did.
Rudd, you come up with the 42-yard pick six in the fourth quarter like we just heard, part of Georgia Southern scoring two touchdowns in 44 seconds. Had to feel nice to get your hands on the ball for the first time as an Eagle, right?
Yeah, definitely. I had to get that gator chain before I got out of here. So, so when I had it, I wanted to take it out that night, but they took it off me. So, you know, I had it for a minute, though.
All right, walk us through that play, what you saw, and then being able to bust it like you did.
Raynard Ellis got a great pressure on the quarterback. Then he scrambled out. I was tight on my man. I was surprised he threw it. When I caught it, I'm like, man, it got to be a penalty or something. Like, they about to call this back, something. So, you know, Rashad Bird, he just ran to the end zone. You know, didn't block anybody. A couple guys just ran to the end zone. Just so I ran right behind them and got in there. And you can see at the end, I didn't know how to celebrate it. I was just like, hey, where the flag at? Where the flag at? But, yeah, it was great, though. It was great. It was exciting. It's just exciting, like, celebrate with your teammates coming on sideline, you know, everybody beating you up, beating your helmet up and stuff like that, you know. And you're like, all right, guys, all right. You know, say reset.
It's been a pretty cool few days for you getting named to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl that you're going to play in the middle of January out in California and then getting your first – interception, first touchdown as an Eagle. Has to be pretty nice.
Yeah, it's a blessing. I mean, when I went to the locker room and seen the invite in there, I was excited.
That's awesome.
Just the hard work just starting to pay off. And interception, it was great. It's all great. It's just been great since I've been here, since I've gotten here. Everybody, the family, the Eagle Nation. I loved it since I've been here, and everything just starting to take stride right now.
D1, we have a question for you that just came in on Twitter. From Chad in Statesboro, who is your favorite coach?
Can I rank my coaches? Say number one, Coach Owens. Then Coach Donald, then Coach Lunsford. There we go.
Man, I put Coach Lunsford at the bottom. Man, no, because me and Coach Lumpet had a when I first got here, man, it was crazy. It was crazy meeting. It wasn't. I walked through the door. It wasn't like, oh, how you doing? You know, hi. It was. He started grilling me from the beginning. Like, what kind of person are you? You know, are you a good student? I was like, how was your day? You know what I'm saying? So, but it was great. You know, it just tell the type of guys that he has on the team or that he allows on the team. So it's like, okay, this. I accepted it. Like it was cool. It was cool.
Describe the transition you've had to make going from Savannah State to Statesboro.
It's a big transition. Actually, I was trying to downplay it. Just coming here, everything from coaching staff, food, nutrition, weight room, everything. I needed that for my development. And just being here, being around the guys. Everybody wants to win. Everybody's going hard. And being around a group of guys that just really wants to win, it pushes your game too, because then when you make a mistake or if you miss a play, then it's not just about you. It's more so about everybody around you. So when I don't make a play, I'm beating myself up more because I should have made it for my teammates. They needed that play. They needed that interception, or they needed that tackle. So that's the big thing now. So when I do make a play, and, you know, everybody beating me up. It's like, yeah, I like that feeling, you know. So, I mean, it's great. And then, you know, Eagle Nation when first day I said I'm coming here and, you know, I put it on social media and everything like that. Probably got like 150 followers, you know, a bunch of old people and everything like that. Bunch of old people. I'm like, who are these people? All they do. I'm like, all these old people got Instagram and Twitter and stuff, bro. So, you know, I might have followed a few back and everything, but it was great, man. It's great.
How'd you end up here?
Coach Sean Quinn. He's the head coach at Savannah State.
Sure.
And he got a great relationship with coach staff over here. So, you know, I waited till after the season to let him know I wanted to transfer because I didn't want to be selfish and do it during the season and everything like that. So he got in contact with them, and from then I came up and just spoke with him and It wasn't the easy process. I'll tell you that. It was a rough process, but that's a whole another story. But it was rough trying to. But I mean, once I got everything taken care of, and they really wanted me here, I really wanted to be here, so everything was set. And since I got here first day, you know, hey, what's up, y'all? So I mean, it's great. You know, it's great.
D1, we talked with Coach about this earlier with the team playing in bad weather teams for just about half the season with the receivers coming out and whatever. Were you one of those? Coach, what was the word you used? Was it knucklehead? Okay, were you one of the knuckleheads?
I definitely was. Yeah, it's just something we decided the last minute. It was like if it stopped raining, we were going to do it, and we just did it. So that's what happened.
All right, what's it like for you personally to play when it's not the best conditions?
I mean, it's definitely frustrating, but we know at the same time, we got to do our job and block on the perimeter so the running backs can get open. So we just go out there and do our job each week, no matter what the weather is, to be honest.
Rod, what do you think about the bad weather?
Did you see the weather on Sunday? Did y'all see the weather on Sunday? Like, you know, the day before and then the day after, you get beautiful weather, and then just the day of. It's always the day of, and then it wasn't raining up until we do Eagle Walk. So I just think it may be some bad or not. And I mean, it's chances of rain for next week. I'm just starting to think we're bringing the rain wherever we go. I'm just thinking it's like the storm cloud just following us. So I'm starting to think we're bringing it. Was that like 5 straight games? But I can't even get my swag right out there because I got. I'm telling you.
D1, Coach has talked about bouncing back from a 1-3 start to win 5 out of the last 6. For someone that's played on this team, what's made the difference in how special this group has been?
We really stuck together. I mean, no matter how hard times got, we all stayed together and we just pushed through it together.
Right, the defense has really improved. You guys had a stretch of 3 straight games where you didn't give up 300 total yards, 5 of the last 6 games. It just seems like you have completely locked in. What's changed?
It's just trusting everybody. We trust the coaching staff. We trust every player in the room from the top to bottom. Last week was definitely embarrassing, but I wasn't worried coming into this week. Like I said in my earlier interview, I wasn't early because I wasn't worried because I know the guys that we got in the locker room. I know the guys that we got on defense. I know the guys on the coaching staff. So, I mean, all we had to do was just refocus and just focus on the little things, the fundamentals, and it showed on Saturday. So I wasn't concerned anyway. I mean, I'm not concerned going forward.
Different challenge this week playing Arkansas State. Their quarterback's throwing for about 300 yards a game. They've got one of the best receivers nationally and another receiver who was the newcomer of the year a year ago. Seems like a challenge that you're ready to go at.
Definitely. We're excited about it. We're just ready to get back to play. I mean, sometimes we off days – I don't even like the off days sometimes. I'm ready to get back to work, get back with the guys, and get in the film room and just get ready to perform on Saturday. So, I mean, we're ready to take on the challenge, whatever challenge in front of us. That's about it.
D1, with as much adversity as you guys have gone through this year, how has that made you stronger?
Each week coming into work and knowing we're a brotherhood and we're tight together. So I guess just like being around our teammates is helping us push through everything that we've been through.
Got to bowl eligibility last week. You can get another win this week to get to 7. Beat Arkansas State a year ago. What do you remember about that game?
The reverse. Just knowing, like, is this going to work? And then West McKinney got the ball and just took off down the sideline, just jumping for joy because we beat Arkansas State.
Rod, what are you most looking forward to about this weekend?
I'm just hoping it don't rain. But well, I'm accepting the challenge, so I'm excited. The air raid offense, and you know they got all these guys. Like you said, the receiver and everything. Yeah. I'm just accepting the challenge. I'm excited for it, and I'm excited to see how everybody else respond because it's like we elevate to the challenge. So, I mean, you don't want to get in a dogfight with Georgia Southern. You got to put us away early. Put us away early, then it's gonna be a long night.
3:00 Eastern kick this Saturday in Jonesboro, Georgia Southern and Arkansas State. Boys, appreciate the time. Thank you very much for tonight.
Shout out, Mama. I see you, Mama.
Darion Anderson, Donald Rutledge, who's got a future. Let's talk with Coach Lutz. We'll come back after this from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag #WeAreEagleNation when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
Winning on the field means you put in hours of practice. A winning team works together to produce results. One real estate professional in Statesboro has been a consistent million-dollar producer. That means he has the experience and a winning team to help you. When you think real estate, call Paul. First-time buyers, call Paul. Consider selling, call Paul. Looking for an investment property? You guessed it, call Paul. For all your real estate needs, call Paul Newman at Statesboro Real Estate at 912-489-4433 or visit buystatesboro.com.
Nothing kicks off your game better than a handful of Georgia Peanuts. Power-packed with protein, essential nutrients, and great taste. Georgia Peanuts are the MVP for affordability, sustainability, and nutrition. To score life's touchdowns with recipes and fun facts, check out GAPeanuts.com. The perfectly powerful peanut is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Your internet provider could give you faster speed. They could give you more data. They just don't. Bullet Telephone is opening the pipe. Now connect 100 times faster with gigabit internet service from Bullet Telephone. Starting at $99.95 a month, you can stream videos, surf the web, and download at amazing speeds. Or if you can't handle that much data. The new gigabit connection from Bullet Telephone. Fastest internet service in Bullock County.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag #WeAreEagleNation when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
Winning on the field means you put in hours of practice. A winning team works together to produce results. One real estate professional in Statesboro has been a consistent million-dollar producer. That means he has the experience and a winning team to help you. When you think real estate, call Paul. First-time buyers, call Paul. Consider selling, call Paul. Looking for an investment property? You guessed it, call Paul. For all your real estate needs, call Paul Newman at Statesboro Real Estate at 912-489-4433 or visit buystatesboro.com.
Onside coming from Porter. It's recovered by the Eagles. There goes. That's Brinson. Inside the 10. He scores. Oh, man wanted something out of that. Wings up, Eagle Nation. Touchdown, Georgia Southern. Porter's onside kick bounced right to him.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford.
Wings up, Eagle Nation!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed. A
few minutes left in this week's edition of Inside Georgia Southern Football from Eagle Creek Brewing Company. Great job this week from Darion Anderson and Donald Rutledge as we get ready to transition to Arkansas State at 3 o'clock Eastern on Saturday. Do you want to talk about two different ends of the spectrum?
You're talking about both of them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Those are great dudes, man. I enjoy being around them. I'm glad they're on our football team. You know, D1 has kind of fell a little bit now when I heard his coaching ranks.
He's not quite Willie Gault.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah. There's something about the head coach on game days going, hey, I'd like for so-and-so to get the ball. There's something to that now. Because I don't call plays, but there's times where I'm like, hey, I'd like for so-and-so to get the ball. Nah, they're great. They're great, man. I enjoy both of them. And, you know, I'll kind of follow up on what Rutt was saying, you know, about coming to Georgia Southern. That was a really fast turnaround. You know, most of the time with our recruits, you know, you got a year or so that you put time, energy, getting to know people, making sure they're the right fit mm-hmm. for our team. And, you know, his situation of being a grad transfer and coming in January and, you know, we hadn't had any time to really get to know one another. And, you know, when he walked in the door, I just pulled him in my office and, you know, we just had a conversation. And by the end of it, I liked him. You know, he was a good dude. So he got to stay. But we got to get the ball security right.
Arkansas State, Saturday out in Jonesboro. First time Georgia Southern's been out there in 3 years. Eagles, of course, getting the last second 28-21 win in Statesboro last season, part of that 3-1 start. Head coach is the same in Blake Anderson, though the staff has changed quite a bit. He has 7 new assistants this year. From watching them, how much is different with all that change?
You know, they're definitely different on defense. Last year they were a 4-down front, and they started this year in a 4-down front, and they've moved to a 3-down front now. You know, and a lot of it had to do with injuries and, you know, making sure their personnel would work. And then on offense, kind of similar. You know, I know Coach Anderson's heavily involved in that, mm-hmm. But they're, you know, RPOs, their gap scheme when they run the ball, you know, and they've got, you know, good players out there on the perimeter they like to get the ball to, and especially number 7, that receiver, number 13, that receiver. I know they want to get it into their hands quick, and quarterback does a good job of managing that offense. And then, you know, on defense, you know, I think they got some guys that are very quick twitch, run around, and get to the football in a hurry.
Big story for them on offense has been really twofold. Lane Hatcher taking over for the injured Logan Bonner. He's averaging about 300 yards per game passing. And you brought up number 7. That's Omar Bayless. For a lot of people's money, he may be the best receiver in the country this year. He already has 14 touchdowns, and he leads the country with more than 1,200 receiving yards.
Well, you know, before they were going to be our opponent, you know, you'd be hearing, and you'd hear about all these yards and all these catches and all that stuff, and then you turn on the film. I mean, it's real deal. So we got a big challenge for us, but I like our DBs, man. I want to see how they can do against these guys.
All right, as far as travel this weekend, it's a flight for the first time in 2 months. What kind of schedule have you guys put together to get the most out of them?
Well, you know, going into this, you know, we're going into Central Time Zone, so, you know, I'm looking at, you know, bumping everything back to more like an Eastern time for our bodies. You know, so we may cut some things out that we normally do on Friday, send them to bed a little bit early because we're going to have to get up because, you know, it's a 2 o'clock game. And then we got a little over an hour drive from the hotel to the stadium, which is not always an advantage. So, you know, we want to make sure that we put our guys in position to perform.
Appreciate the time as always this week. Good luck this weekend. Get up 7.
G-A-T-A, Danny.
Head coach Chad Lunsford, again, thank you to D1, to Donald Rutledge. We'll talk to you this weekend from Centennial Bank Stadium. 3 Eastern kick, we're live at 1 with Eagle Tailgate on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. No, I got a sweat like Chad. No, I got a sweat like Chad. No, I got a sweat
like Chad. No, I got a sweat like Chad. On the Georgia Southern Sports Network, live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company, inside Georgia Southern football with Coach Chad Lunsford, has been brought to you by Morris Bank, it pays to bank blue. Ford, go further. And by Statesboro Transfer. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Georgia Southern Sports Network.